Dictation for Anne, A-N-N-E, Cook, C-O-O-K. September 11, 36, addresses a letter to Jean, J-E-A-N, B-D, B as in boy, E-A-T-T-Y, 644-3724. Dear Mrs. B-D, follow-up for Mrs. Cook, chronic kidney disease, last visit in February, comes accompanied with friend. Chronic incontinence, minimal nocturia, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no hospital emergency room visits, stable edema due in low sodium, there is obesity, lives alone, chronic tremor of the head, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies claudication symptoms, other review system is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight Norvas, HCTC, Telmisartan, T as in today, E-L-M-I-S-A-R-T-A-N. Today blood pressure 168/60 on the left sided, no ralwises, no arrhythmia, no carotid bruise, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, tremor as indicated above, minimal edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries from October. Electrolyte acid base normal. Creatinine 1.7, previously 1.5. GFR 29, stage 4, this is a drop. A normal calcium phosphorus. Anemia 10.7. Next paragraph, prior kidney ultrasound normal size without obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 4 appears to be progressive, associated systolic hypertension of the elderly. Arterial Doppler will be done, given the background of diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. We need to rule out renal artery stenosis. There has been no compromised peripheral vascular disease, coronary arteries, or prior strokes. Blood pressure needs to be checked at home before we adjust medications. Potentially, we could increase Norvas from 5 to 10 milligrams, already on maximal dose of HCTC. Also, potentially, we could increase ARB. Alternative workup has been negative for monoclonal protein. Anemia monitor, presently not symptomatic. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. She does have gross proteinuria, more than 300 milligrams per gram, however, no nephrotic syndrome and no blood. All issues discussed with patient and family member, end of dictation.